Let us pray. And Lord, we pray that you will make it known to us today what you have to say to us. Make yourself known to us in the faith that acts, in the hope that does not disappoint, and in the love that endures through suffering. For Christ's sake we pray. Amen. In this month of June, if you have a garden, it might be looking at its best and most colourful, or as close to it as you can make it. A garden is a place to be nurtured, a place to be enjoyed. When a gardener's work is over and it's time to take that well-earned rest, then you might feel like the one who prayed this prayer, a gardener's prayer. O Lord, please listen to my prayer as I sit upon my garden chair. I've cut the hedge and mown the lawn and planted seeds from early morn. So now I pray, please make them grow, just like the pictures on the packets show. Flowers are all different. They grow to resemble the picture on the packet. And like flowers, people are all different. Look around you. But how will we grow? In our lives, what will blossom? What will bear fruit? Time will tell. We are God's good seed. We bear God's image. And we are growing as Christians into the likeness of Jesus Christ. And even today, we are growing and learning and changing and being changed. And our goal is to become more and more like Jesus Christ until we are perfected into his likeness. And that includes growing through suffering. Growing through suffering. And that is the theme of my sermon today. In their season, flowers can grow through the wind and the rain. I'm reminded of these words of the poet Robert Frost, who wrote, "The rain to the wind said, 'You push and I'll pelt.' They so smote the garden bed that the flowers actually knelt and lay lodged, though not dead. I know how the flowers felt." Perhaps you know how the flowers felt. Perhaps you feel like that today when the storms of life rage around us, when suffering draws near. Sometimes it makes us wilt. It brings us to our knees. And we lay lodged, but not dead. Because like the flower, we look to the roots. We look to what is unseen, to what is hidden. We look beyond the flower to faith. And faith is what anchors our lives in something far deeper and greater than the storms that we face. And when life brings us to our knees, then friends, we're just in the right position to pray. To pray, to seek God, a greater power, and somehow by his grace to find some meaning and purpose and discover what God is doing in our lives. We know by now that our Christian faith does not exempt us from the trials and the sufferings of life. If it did, then why would we have Christ's cross of pain as our symbol? And yet our Christian faith, our deep roots in God, point us beyond the cross, which is empty, and points us to the promise of new life, so that we are not overwhelmed in the day of suffering, but we survive, and more than that, we thrive. The American psychologist Gordon Allport put it this way: to live is to suffer. To survive is to find meaning in the suffering. Expanding on this truth, he wisely added these words: if there is a purpose in life at all, there must be a purpose in suffering and in dying. But no man can tell another what this purpose is. Each must find out for himself and must accept the responsibility that his answer prescribes. If he succeeds, he will continue to grow in spite of all indignities. And I highlight that phrase today: continue to grow. Growing through suffering. And we know when it comes to the question of suffering, we need to be careful not to reduce complex questions to easy simplicities. Because to speak of suffering is to walk on holy ground and tread around broken glass. We need to tread very carefully and with humility. Each one of us has to find our own path. Some giants are very powerful. Sometimes they goad us. Sometimes they lead us to a place of despair. And sometimes our giant questions have no answers, and God is silent. If it were not, then our God would be just too small. He would be in our pocket rather than the King of all creation. And yet in it all, we are invited to trust God and stand firm on the promises of his word. And God's word today speaks into human suffering. Let's look again at the opening of Romans chapter 5, a reading which began with that great affirmation: therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And there Paul is speaking about where the Christian stands in relationship to God. And that's vital because understanding where we stand in relationship with God will directly affect how we respond to God when the day of suffering comes. Will suffering on that day turn us to God or turn us away from God? Paul writes there, we have peace with God. We stand in this grace. We are held secure in his hand. So we have hope for today and eternal hope that it won't always be like this. That great hope that is ours, of a better world, a better life, eternal life. But moreover, Paul speaks about today. He says, not only that wonderful promise, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And here, Paul is describing a golden chain, or if you like, building blocks. Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And this, friends, is the Christian way of understanding suffering and pain. And in a way, it is counterintuitive. From a human point of view, from an atheist point of view, we might think the opposite is the case. That suffering only produces despair. That despair produces resentment. Resentment produces misery. And that misery produces hopelessness. And that leads us to a very dark place indeed, and it's tragic that many find themselves in that way of understanding, that spiral. But instead, here in Scripture, new light is shed on our path of understanding. Paul sheds light on our suffering. He speaks of how our lives can bear fruit, the fruit of suffering. How this life is, if you like, a training ground for the life that is to come. That we are learning and growing through the things that we endure. And in some ways being refined in the heat of the fire. Being made pure gold. That we can, through that heat, when the pressure's on, stay the course with the help and the power of the Holy Spirit, our comforter and our strength. To know that God is not absent in those dark days, but very present. That his blessings do not dry up in the desert place of suffering. The Christian writer Charles Ringmer helps us when he wrote these words. We might think that God's blessing should always lead us into the way of peace and happiness. But this is not always the case. God's blessings can also be the preparation for battle, the strength for the fight, the provision for the difficult journey, the enabling for the challenge, the power to face the enemy, the grace to resist the temptation. While we may wish for the smooth pathway, even in the rugged places, God has promised to go before us. Growing through suffering, just like Jesus, our pioneer, we follow where he has led. Growing through suffering, just like those flowers growing through the wind and the rain. I've turned these words around somewhat, and I imagine them as a plant or a tree. Suffering is the rich soil out of which can grow endurance or perseverance, character, hope. Hope is writ large. And as Paul continued, hope does not disappoint us or put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. God's love has been poured into our hearts. And friends, love makes all the difference in times of suffering. Love makes all the difference in how we understand what we're going through. The love of God, the love of family, the love of friends, the love of strangers. Love makes all the difference. And in our sufferings, the water of the Holy Spirit brings refreshment and renewal. Like a jug of water poured out, or a watering can sprinkling the plants and the flowers, the Holy Spirit so waters our lives that we grow and bear good fruit. We are able to stand. We are able to face another day, not overwhelmed by our trials. The Holy Spirit, present with us now, will guide us into all truth and will speak to our hearts, just as Jesus promised in that upper room, a promise fulfilled at Pentecost. So be encouraged today. Go from here encouraged and lifted. God knows what you're facing. God understands. He never sends suffering. He allows suffering, just as he allowed his son Jesus to walk that path. He understands what you are facing. May you receive the love of God, the Holy Spirit poured freely and fully into your heart today. Don't go home empty. Don't go home disappointed. Don't go home bitter, but better today because of what we've shared from God's word. in the heart of suffering, let your life and faith declare, love grows here. Despite everything, love grows here. Because God is everything, love grows here. This week, I pray that your life and your love, your own overcoming of suffering through the years and today, will be an inspiration to your family, your friends, your work colleagues, and to all whom God sends you this week. Rooted in the love of God, may you grow, blossom, and bear fruit. Knowing that on that glorious day, our tears of sadness will become tears of joy. And we know that it will have been all worth it in the end. Scripture says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Thanks be to God. Amen.